Day 4, Restoration, Not Rejection. Devotional. When we talk about avoiding harmful influences, it can be easy to develop a harsh, judgmental attitude. We might be tempted to write people off or create an us versus them mentality. But this misses the heart of God, who always seeks restoration rather than rejection. Church discipline, properly understood, is never about punishment or humiliation. It's about healing and restoration. When Paul instructed the Corinthian church to address sin in their midst, his ultimate goal wasn't to cast people out permanently but to create a pathway for repentance and return. True holiness makes room for both grace and truth. It doesn't compromise on God's standards, but it also doesn't forget God's mercy. When we see others struggling with sin, our response should be gentle correction motivated by love, not harsh condemnation motivated by pride. Remember that none of us is beyond the need for restoration. We all stumble in many ways. The question isn't whether we'll need grace and correction, but how we'll respond when it comes, and how we'll extend it to others when they need it. Bible verse, brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Galatians 6:1. Reflection question. How can you balance truth and grace in your relationships, especially when addressing sin or harmful patterns? Quote, discipline in the church is never meant to humiliate. It's always meant to heal. Prayer, God of grace and truth, help me to respond to sin, both in my own life and in others, with your heart. Keep me from both harsh judgment and passive enablement. Give me wisdom to know when to speak and what to say, always aiming for restoration rather than rejection. Make me an agent of your healing love. Amen.